is-servizzi għal dawk li m'għandhomx dar fejn joqogħdu madwar l-Awstralja qed jiġu iffaċċjati bażlit impossibbli peress li l-akkomodazzjoni affordabbli għadha f'livelli ta' kriżi u d-domanda għas-servizzi tagħhom qed tikber. Rapport ġdid mill-Impact Economics sab li xi servizzi qegħdin jibgħatu lura il-familji li jkollhom bżonn l-għajnuna u oħrajn għax m'għandhomx biżejjed riżorsi biex jgħinu lil kulħadd.
This is somebody at probably your deepest point, your darkest point, reaching out for help, and that no one answers the call and that call goes unanswered would be a pretty harrowing feeling of hopelessness, you know, of, well, where do I go to now? If these are the people that are meant to be there to help me and they can't answer my call, you know, where do I go now?
Dik kienet Angela Jackson il-kap ta' Impact Economics u l-awtriċi ta' rapport ġdid li juri il-firxa tal-kriżi tal-problema ta' dawk bla dar u kemm is-servizzi qegħdin isibuha diffiċli biex jgħinu jew anke biex sempliċiment iwieġbu it-telefon. Ir-rapport stħarreġ 23 servizz li jgħinu lin-nies li m'għandhomx fejn joqogħdu fuq perjodu ta' ġimagħtejn. Sab li kien hemm 200 sija matul dak iż-żmien meta s-servizzi kellhom jalqu il-bibin tagħhom, kif ukoll 325 sija meta lanqas setgħu iwieġbu bis-telefon. Kien hemm aktar minn 660 fejn emails urġenti ma setgħux jintwieġbu. Din iż-żieda fit-talba għad-djar tfisser li familji bit-tfal li qed ifittxu akkomodazzjoni ta' emerġenza ma setgħux jingħataw għajnuna darba kull ħames tiegħim filwaqt li persuni mingħajr tfal kellhom jintbagħtu lura darba kull jumejn. Minuri mhux akkumpanjati kellhom jintbagħtu lura mingħajr għajnuna darba kull 9 tiegħim. Għal dawk in-nies li jirnexxilhom jagħmlu kuntatt mas-servizzi ta' appoġġ, Angela Jackson tgħid li l-ħaddiema isibu ruħhom f'diffikultà iffaċċjati bażlit impossibbli lil min jiddeċidu lil min jgħinu jew le.
There isn't enough long-term housing for them to go into, so they're staying in services for longer, which means there's less emergency accommodation available. And so the sort of calls they're making are, and we heard this from, you know, providers, is, oh, well, you've got children, but, oh, you've got a car. Well, sorry, you can sleep in the car then, because our first priority is people with kids with no car. It's pretty difficult to defend, I think, for a country like Australia, as wealthy as we are, that people are in that situation where homelessness services are turning, you know, having to triage between families with and without cars.
Ir-rapport jgħid li raġuni ewlenija għaż-żieda fil-problema ta' nies mingħajr dar fl-Awstralja hija l-problema tal-kera. L-att ta' persuni fil-periklu li jitilfu darhom żdied madwar il-pajjiż bi 63% għal 3 miljun persuna. Din iż-żieda hija kaġun tan-numru anqas ta' postijiet tal-kera u ż-żieda fil-prezzijiet bażlit mhux affordabbli biżejjed għal kulħadd. Il-kap esekuttiv ta' Homelessness Australia Kate Colvin tgħid li tieħu biss bidla waħda fiċ-ċirkustanzi ta' persuna biex twassal lil dak li jkun sax-xifer.
An actual incident that triggers homelessness, like, and that's the negative shock, like losing some income, like losing your job or experiencing family violence and having to leave the home that you're in.
L-għajnuna fil-kera u provista akbar ta' akkomodazzjoni soċjali u affordabbli huma s-soluzzjonijiet id-dokumentati sew għal-kriżi ta' djar kif is-suġġerit mir-rapport. Imma Kate Colvin tgħid li l-gvern jista' jagħmel ħafna aktar biex inaqqas dawn il-pressjonijiet tal-kera.
The real fat problem in the rental market is there's just not enough low-cost rentals that are available. And so that creates two problems. One is it creates really intense competition for the few rental properties that are low-cost that are out there, which pushes up their price, but it also means people miss out. And there's also the fact that rents keep increasing. You know, the most important solution is government putting more low-cost rentals into the market by investing in social housing.